Welcome to the College of Communications News for October 4th, 2012. We'll have the complete weather forecast in a few moments. I'm Mickey Bradley. We start with breaking news just into the Comm Radio newsroom. Officials are evacuating the Phillipsburg Osceola Middle School, this time according to their website. Police are clearing the scene of a fire that broke out at the home across the street from the school this afternoon. According to the Center Daily Times, a blaze broke out at a home on East Pine Street in Phillipsburg, causing the home to collapse. The fire then spread to a neighboring house. School officials say that the evacuation is just a precautionary measure and no injuries have been reported. The presidential debate is stirring up a lot of controversy in the United States. After last night's 90-minute debate between President Obama and Governor Mitt Romney discussing their tax plans, there was an overload on Twitter. USA Today says that the debate was the most tweeted event in political history with 10.3 million tweets. According to the Washington Post's election guide, Obama and Romney are head-to-head. Local Democratic representatives admit that Governor Romney did well in last night's debate, but President Obama accused Governor Romney of misrepresenting past statements on education and outsourcing. Here's what Democratic Representative Scott Congling, chief of staff, had to say about last night's debate.
I think he was a little short on his facts, but these debates come down to who performed the best and who gave the best theater, and that would clearly have to go to Governor Romney last night.
Romney campaign spokesperson Ryan Williams responded to the accusation of dishonesty by saying Romney demonstrated in the debate why he should be president. A state trooper announced dead after a crash involving a tractor trailer at 10 o'clock this morning. According to the Associated Press, Beaver County Coroner Terry Tadalotovich Rossi had confirmed the death. The crash took place in western Pennsylvania, about 40 miles north of Pittsburgh. The name of the trooper has still not been released. State police are still investigating the accident. 400 video game gambling machines are confiscated after a two-year illicit betting bust. Authorities raided 187 businesses in Luzerne County, Lackawanna, Susquehanna, and Wayne counties. The investigation revealed that illegal gambling payouts were made to undercover officers. Many of the machines did not operate on true odds and were programmed to retain a certain percentage of revenue. Police Sergeant James Jones says that they received compliments about the device.
When we develop information through investigation, we have a large number of machines in establishments belonging to a particular vendor, we will launch an investigation into that vendor's activities, and that's what we have here.
Charges are expected to be filed against the unnamed vendor who supplied most of the devices. We will have the weather next here on Comm Radio.
Raven, we've got bandits at 1 o'clock.
Lights on.
Engaging now.
What kind of person can handle an F-16 dueling in a mock-speed dogfight? Why, a math teacher, of course, when she's in the National Guard and Reserve. Nearly half of today's military are members of the Guard and Reserve, but they can't do it without their employer support. If you're an employer, visit www.esgr.org and learn how to do your part. After all, their response depends on yours.
They're turning tail.
A public service message from ESGR and the Ad Council.
To be a mentor, you don't have to be a genius. To prove it, we're giving mentor Steve Oler a pop quiz. Okay, Steve, Budapest is the capital of what European nation?
Germany.
No.
Spain?
No.
Sweden?
No.
Is it Germany?
No.
Hmm.
Steve, have you eaten today? You look a little...
hungry?
That's right!
What?
You see, to be a mentor, you don't have to be perfect. You just have to call Save the Children toll-free at 1-877-BA-MENTOR.
A message brought to you by Save the Children and the Ad Council.
For the weather today, AccuWeather reports that there was a mix of clouds and sun with a high of 74 degrees. It's going down to a low of 52 tonight. Tomorrow, October 5th, there will be fog in the morning and sunshine later with a high of 74. Then be prepared for colder temperatures and rain this weekend. On Saturday, expect showers with a high of 59 and showers again on Sunday with a high of 48. After three consecutive terms as mayor of Bellefonte Borough, Stanley Golden will be stepping down from his position due to health complications. Borough manager Ralph Stewart says that he will be missed.
We're going to miss him, and you know it'll be difficult as we transition, but we'll put a lot of thought into whoever will replace him, but it won't be quite the same, I'm sure.
Golden, who served Bellefonte as mayor and overseer of the police department, will step down November 1st of this year. The 81-year-old mayor is resigning 1 year before his term is up because of health concerns. Penn State's Berkey Creamery will be investigating more than $500,000 in the new security measure after pieces of plastic were found in 3.5 gallons of ice cream earlier this year. According to the Center Daily Times, there will be 3 metal detectors, 1 x-ray machine, a shrink band machine to seal plastic wrap around half-gallon containers, and improvements to the conveyor belt line. The money will be coming out of the creamery's budget. Interim department head and professor of food science, Robert Roberts, believed that the university has been extremely helpful in dealing with this issue.
The university's been a tremendous help. It's helped us in terms of logistics support. We've done our due diligence, we've made process changes, and we're moving forward.
According to creamery manager Thomas Palachek, there was no plastic found in the tubs, pints, or Dixie cups. Penn Valley School District may team up with Ram Center, Inc. to build a new community center for the school district. The meeting will take place October 17th at the Penn Valley Elementary Intermediate School at 7 o'clock p.m. Ram Community Center is a nonprofit organization looking to benefit the members of the community of Penn Valley. Penn State kicks off its homecoming weekend tomorrow with a much-awaited homecoming parade through campus and the downtown area. This year's parade will feature 217 different groups that are composed of different student, alumni, and community organizations. The parade route will start at the Intramural Building and wind through campus and downtown before ending at Rec Hall. After the parade, there will be a pep rally at Rec Hall where fans will get to see and hear from Penn State head football coach Bill O'Brien. Also this year, homecoming king and queen will be announced at the pep rally. Gabby Donchez, the director of homecoming parade, is excited about some new additions to this year's parade.
We have some new parade balloons, which are like big balloons like you would see in kind of the Macy's parade. Obviously not that big, but that style, which should be really neat. And I think that's something new and different that all of the people observing the parade will really enjoy. We also have some Penn Staters who competed in the 2012 Summer Olympics coming back.
The theme for this year's parade is The Glory Echoes On. The parade will launch right at 6 p.m. tomorrow night, and the pep rally will immediately follow in at Rec Hall. Jerry Sandusky's attorney is asking a judge to give thousands of dollars back to his wife, Dottie Sandusky. According to court documents, Jerry's attorney is asking for $50,000 cash to be given to his wife. The money was posted for his bail in December. Some local residents don't agree, including one local woman who did not want to be identified.
I don't feel that it's fair considering everything that he's gotten from Penn State and everything that he's ruined with their name.
Sandusky is scheduled for sentencing next week. After this weekend, John F. Kennedy, Ronald Reagan, and Teddy Roosevelt won't be the only American figures to have their name on a Navy vessel. According to the Associated Press, Navy Lieutenant Michael Murphy, who was killed during an attack in Afghanistan in 2005, was the first American to be awarded the Medal of Honor in Afghanistan. He will be remembered with his name on a 510-foot destroyer called the USS Michael Murphy. Murphy graduated from Penn State University in 1988. The crew and the ship will be in New York City this weekend. Facebook Incorporated announced today it has reached 1 billion active monthly users. According to the New York Times, Facebook is the first social network to top 1 billion active users. But it may be a while until Facebook sees its next billion members. There are approximately 2.5 billion people on the internet today, and most of the people not on Facebook are in countries where the website is restricted. Facebook says people have made 140 billion friend connections on Facebook, and the median age of the user joining today is about 22. Facebook says that they currently have 600 million mobile users, but will try and continue to attract more members. Penn State announced Wednesday that the ticket prices for the football games will remain at $55. They are also saying that this season's attendance is down 10% from last year. There is no indication that Jerry Sandusky scandal has affected ticket sales for the current year. That's the news for today, October 4th, 2012. Our producer today was Aaron Sheehan. The assistant producer was Sam Ashton.
This has been a presentation of Students in Comm 360 at Penn State University's College of Communications.